This is the Roundup. I'm Colleen Leung. Our Monday playbill features another episode of Elliot Graves. Yet again, he finds himself in a quandary. We always wish for what we can't have, like happiness, wealth, or the return of someone who has left. Like, say, an old girlfriend. Or your father, who you haven't seen in years. Well, be careful what you wish for. Here is Elliot Graves in Father Knows Best.
Life is all about perspective. If you're a kid from the wrong side of the tracks who never had a pair of shiny shoes your whole life, a night spent at a glitzy party might be a step up.
Excuse me, can I trouble you for a light?
No trouble. Don't I know you from somewhere?
Why not? Thanks, son.
Elliot, what did I say about smoking in front of a guest?
Sorry, Liz.
Outside! Outside! Shoo! I need you back in 3 minutes. We're taking up the salmon puffs.
I suppose glitzy parties are a lot more fun when you're not the one serving the drinks. But like most of life's stressors, all the stuck-up customers, and all their fake personalities, everything fades to fuzzy when you got a cigarette stuck between your lips.
You still smoke?
Of course, not even a cigarette can defend you from random ex-girlfriends. Hey, Kim.
My dad came out here for one like 20 minutes ago. I can't find him.
Well, maybe you missed each other inside.
So? How late are you working till?
Real late.
Oh. Because I found this bar. Well, more like a pub, really. But it's got really nice waiters, fireplaces, big glass mugs. So how late?
Pretty late.
What was that?
Turns out it was a brick, which mysteriously found its way through our restaurant's front bay window. It nailed a golf pro in the ear, but the doctors say his swing will be fine, even if he does speak with a lisp.
Look at him go. Party's over.
Well, there's still a late night crowd.
Just clean up, Elliot, and you're done.
So, I know this pub, like 10 minutes that way. I'll spring for a cab. No drunk driving, that's my rule. And they got Sleeman's.
Ah, oh, Kim, my... Sleeman's, really?
I'll call a ride. Reach out, run.
And that's it. She was calling a cab. I find when the circumstances of life conspire to this degree, it's best to just buy the ticket. Take the ride. Fast forward 3 hours, and Kim and I are back in tuxedo in a queen size, trying to figure out how we got there.
Why does it always come to this?
Well, why not?
I guess. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
I heard this rumor.
Not true.
You stopped a crooked cop who was doing a coke deal?
Oh. Well, that one's true.
Thought so. So what's this then? Like, a tonight thing?
Well, you tell me. I'm along for the ride, so to speak.
Well, I had a really good time.
But it's not like you want a boyfriend.
Any more than you want a girlfriend.
So we're just...
Along for the ride? Sound good?
It was risky. People get emotionally involved. You told me you loved me last time.
Yeah, but I didn't mean it.
Really? Neither did I.
I think we may have a plan.
I think we do. Come on. I'm tired.
And this from a guy who was supposed to be working till real, real late.
When you try to look at the events of your life with perspective, it all reads like fiction. Last year was a crime novel, last month was a drama, and tonight's a porn. It's too bad you can't pick your genre. I went in for work the next day, but Liz said she was still waiting on the glass guys to fix the window, and I should come in on Monday. Needless to say, I called Kim, and didn't make it home till late that night, with a smile that would stay a while. My good luck held because Mom wasn't home yet and wouldn't be till long after I crashed. If you haven't met my mom, I highly suggest you do everything in your power to keep it that way. After a long, if thoroughly enjoyable day, there's nothing like unwinding with a good friend. In my case, that friend is Jimi Hendrix. As soon as you got a handle on things, though... Domino's.
Hi, Elliot.
Oh, no.
Hi, Sasha.
Hi. Look, I know it's... I really need to talk to someone.
So call Alan.
I just thought that...
You
maybe...
thought wrong. Good night.
Come on, Jimmy. Take me away. Jimmy, however, failed me. After a day of hot monkey love with Kim, I'm trying to sleep. And all I can picture is Sasha, staring out her window, needing someone. Needing me. It's not every day you lay a guilt trip on yourself, but...
Elliot.
Hey, Sash. Long time no see.
Yeah, I,
You're speechless.
Totally. Can you... Well, I mean, do you want to come in?
Joke's on me. She looks amazing.
Oh, Elliot, I haven't seen you in months.
Hey, Wendy. Wow, where'd you get the big screen?
It was a gift.
From her dear old dad.
Mr. Smith.
Wow.
Let me provide you with a brief history of Sasha's father. He left the first time just after Sasha turned one.
Louise?
With a lady who owned a gas station, as I recall. Fill her up. He came back in time for her third birthday.
Daddy!
But then for a while, he was on vacation.
Well, with good behavior, 6 months.
Try 40. After much begging, rife with cliches like...
I've changed.
Wendy took him back. What's that? You know how this story goes?
Louise?
Repeat in various shades and you've got Sasha's father till the day she turned 12. I would tell you what happened that day, but Sasha made me promise. Needless to say, the man showing up after all this time with a big screen is an event worthy of a wow.
Tom and Harriet Banks...
Hey, I remember you.
I don't think...
Two nights ago downtown at the Rhodes Pen, I lit your smoke?
Daddy only got into town last night. He's a property developer now.
Property developer?
Well,
first thing I wanted to do was see my girls. After a haircut, of course.
Wow, it's nice to see you both so happy. Anyway, I gotta get going.
You just got here.
Wanna walk me to the door?
Oh, it was nice to meet you, Elliot.
You don't have to go so soon.
I really think I should.
That I wanted to talk.
About? I'm pretty positive you don't want to hear what I gotta say.
It's like that?
It's like that.
Well, I miss you.
I miss you too. Bye. Louis Smith. Under his greasy hair and cheap suit, he was a man with a plan. That's mostly my gut talking, but I couldn't handle just sitting there and watching him play the good daddy. When something smells fishy, I throw a hook or walk away. Now, today the best thing to do in this situation was to withdraw, walk away clean, and let them sort it out on their own. He left them every other time. Give it a couple of weeks. I bet you $50 right now he's gone by the end of the month. At any rate, going home was no longer an option. I walk in the door after my mom's in bed and she'd be screaming at me for an hour. Better to try the backup. Pick up.
Hello?
Hey, Muffin.
Hey. What's going on?
Well, are you busy? I wasn't working for the next 2 days, and that left plenty of room for Kim. By the time I showed up downtown on Monday, I was very ready for some vertical labor.
Liz, what the heck? Do you never get your messages? You know... When I opened this place, it was a good neighborhood. But 5 months ago, it just started... And I told myself then, it'll only get worse. And then Dubrovnik gets torched, and I tell myself, I can see this through. But no one comes down here anymore. I'm not sure I can cover the bills this month. Maybe it's just easier to... There was someone at the party the other night. Outright offered to buy the place from me. Said he could develop it.
Well, is there no insurance against this? What about the cops?
The cops do a great job of taking statements. Crime goes up, crime goes down. Just up my ass at the moment.
So, you're giving up?
I can't do anything else. You don't... I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I know you're trying to help. You want to help?
Yeah.
Grab a broom.
Thanks.
You know, Elliot, for a young guy, you...
Hey, look at the mud.
I should get him up.
It's a size 12 Doc Martin print with two nails on the right toe where it was glued.
What?
You remember I got mugged in July? They took my shoes, huh?
No way. This is...
Yeah. Yeah, it's him. What are the chances of that? Look, I gotta go check something out. I'll be back. So, remember earlier when Kim asked me about stopping a crooked cop's drug deal and I said it was true? Well, turns out it was true. Last July, I got mugged by these two hoods while this slick schmuck in a suit looked on. They got my wallet and my shoes, but then had the misfortune of crossing my path later when they tried to buy coke off a cop I happen to know.
Can I help you?
Lieutenant Chin, please. John Chin wasn't exactly a dirty cop. He just got put between a rock and a hard place, and he overextended himself. To make matters worse, there's this lippy teenager who knows all about it, and he's not above blackmailing the good lieutenant in order to peruse some mugshots. Takes me a couple hours, but eventually I give him two names to run through the computer. My muggers. One's in jail, the other, Frank Merkley, lives a block and a half from the restaurant. I had a dog, and his name was Bingo.
Does hear he's a car thief.
What else?
Got caught dealing, methadone?
It's for recovering heroin addicts.
Did 8 months in Headingley for it.
He did? When?
Better part of 99.
Huh. Why would you look at that?
What?
Never mind. All right, we're going to my brother's.
You have a brother? The whole time we were dating, you never...
I got a father, too, but let's cross that bridge when we come to it. I guess it's true I don't talk about my family much, but if you had my family, you probably wouldn't either.
Dude!
Charlie, meet Kim.
Sweet. Girlfriend?
Fun buddy.
Solly. Meet Claire.
Hi.
Fun buddy?
Fiance.
Nice.
So you here on business or pleasure?
Business. You got a minute?
For you, Al? I got five. Step into my office.
Perhaps the time for beating around the bush is over. Charlie's been knee-deep in crime since he was six. He was a klepto, stole anything he could get his hands on. Mom kicked him out at 17 when he blew up our basement trying to whip up a batch of crystal meth. It's uncommon for someone to show an early professional inclination and then stick with it, but one thing Charlie's always been long on is commitment.
So what's going on?
I need to know about a guy you might have met in Headingley when you were there for that arson.
In the head? Who?
Frank Merkley. Filipino.
Yeah, Frankie. Good guy. We played cards sometimes.
I want you to give him a call. Just find out what he's up to.
Just call him up.
Just call him up and use this.
What's that?
Phone tap.
Frank Merkley ain't the kind to fool with.
So you ain't helping me?
No. I'm helping. Just use caution, I'm saying.
Here's the number. Charlie and me always had a pretty good understanding. One of us didn't ask the other for anything unless we needed it done, pure and simple. That meant we'd always come through. Kim didn't mind that I stayed quiet on the ride back to my place. I was listening to Charlie's conversation with Merkley. He got some interesting stuff. Merkley boasting about a crime spree he's enjoying with several other hoods, backed by a guy with big plans and the cash to see it through. Like a good criminal, he hadn't used any names, but Liz was right. The string of arsons downtown wouldn't end anytime soon. Unless somebody finds a man with a plan.
What?
What? Oh, nothing. Look, thanks for this.
No problem. Take a look.
What? Oh, man. Kim had noticed Sasha sitting on my front step. It was almost 1 in the morning, and 2 below 0.
Someone needs some Elliot love.
She needs a shrink. Look, I'll,
Don't worry about it. Call me tomorrow. And Elliot, why did you just happen to have a phone tapper?
Oh, Alan gave me this wicked spy kit for my birthday.
Gotcha. One little favor.
Yeah.
Never use that crap on me.
Deal.
All right. Have fun.
See ya. Sasha just stares at me, shaking like a leaf on caffeine till it all comes flooding out. To give you a quick breakdown, she's scared of her dad. She's scared that her mom accepted him back so quick. She's lonely. She wants me back. She couldn't sleep last night. She's really happy to see her dad. She hasn't eaten all day. She needs a cigarette. Well, a cigarette I got.
Thanks.
I thought you quit.
Yeah, well, old habits die hard.
Yeah. This is where she kisses me. I know. I didn't see it coming either. In fact, I stood there like stupid on a stick till the brain in my head kicks in and I say... And if you've ever kissed Sasha Smith, you know that's a big step to take.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was totally stupid. Ugh, that was so stupid. I'm going. I'll see you.
In a million years, I never thought I'd forgive Sasha for cheating on me. I'm not saying I have, but it's scary how just looking her in the eye reduces me to a state of slobbery teen adoration. Don't get the wrong idea. All I did was walk her home. It took an hour and a half, and I wasn't prepared to keep moving once we got to her place. No, good sense gave me no choice but to forgive, if not forget, and curl up on Sasha's couch. By the time I wake up the next morning, everyone else is having breakfast. They're sitting around the kitchen table like one big happy family.
Oh, honey, I made you coffee.
Whatever.
Okay. Oh, look who's up.
Good morning, Elliot.
Slick suit, Louie.
Thank you. Mr. Smith is fine. Oh, honey, I'm afraid I won't be able to make lunch today.
Oh, why not?
Well, turns out one of the properties I told you about reconsidered selling, so I need to go down there and... it's business.
What do you do?
I'm a developer. I take low-value buildings and make them profitable again.
Oh, I remember you.
Elliot, you wasn't at the party.
Don't ignore the kidneys, hey, Louie?
What?
You remember me now, don't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure, all right, my mistake. Hey, say, that is a sharp jacket. May I?
Oh, he looks so handsome in it, Louie.
Yeah, Louie. Thanks. Oh, that feels nice.
Mm-hmm.
Is this satin?
Yes.
I never feel like I get the collars on these things right. It feels... Oh, yeah. What do you think?
Styling.
Right. Get it back.
No problem. Hey, you got the time?
Yes. 9:48.
Oh, I'm late for work.
Pity.
I know. I really wanted to get to know you better. Wendy, you look great.
Thank you, dear.
Sasha, on my ride?
Totally.
Great. Meet you outside. Ta. Successfully planting an audio surveillance device is one of those thrills you can only enjoy firsthand.
Why Sasha would waste her time with a deviant like that?
I hardly think deviant applies. He's a charming boy.
He's a problem. The way he kept calling me Louie.
Well, that's your name.
As soon as her house is a block behind, Sasha demands a cigarette and starts telling me her concerns about her dad again. It's a 30-minute drive down Portage to get to work. This may last the duration.
And I say to myself, he's my dad. He needs me to trust him. And I figure, like, what if? What if now is the time he'll actually change and I never gave him the chance?
Yeah, that's a huge risk.
Totally. And so long as Mom's happy, I can't be the one to shoot it down. I can't. Oh, I wish I could just understand exactly what's going on, because I don't think she's...
I listened to Sasha the rest of the drive down, patiently waiting for my crack at her father. It would be a good day. She dropped me off at the restaurant, but Liz wasn't there. I wouldn't be working today. So I strolled the neighborhood for a while, listening to Louie's life. Two things occurred to me in my travels. One is Frank Merkley and his ilk did their job. Gunning the neighborhood, I mean. Pizza place here, convenience store there, bullet holes in apartment windows. The second thing is that Louis Smith likes to talk. A lot. I started walking towards Portage Place and checked my wallet. I'd need more tapes. In the end, I just stretched out on a couch at the library with a bag of cassettes and listened, making a note here and there until the place closed. Then I hopped a bus for Charleswood so I could make my way to Tuxedo. By that time, a lot of my life had strangely fallen into place, wrapped around that slippery snot Louis Smith. I needed a place to recoup and relax, and that didn't mean home.
Hey.
Hey.
I thought you were gonna call.
Oh, see, I thought you said call on you.
On me, huh?
No better place to be.
Fine. Come in.
Oh, yeah. After Kim and I got reacquainted twice, I convinced her to let me use her dad's tech room. Picture a 20 by 25 space packed with the latest computer gizmos, probably totaling about 50 grand. Some people have too much money.
What are you looking for?
A double male cord so I can jack my tape recorder into the computer and record it as an audio file.
Why?
Well, think of it as making a greatest hits tape.
Who is it?
Real estate developer.
And the guy downtown?
Okay, that guy trashed the restaurant downtown and a bunch of other places. But he did this on behalf of an anonymous backer with cash to spend.
Okay.
Now, at first I kind of figured that was as far as I could go with it. Until, at least, I ran into Sasha's father again.
Goth girl Sasha?
Yeah, that one. Now, I knew I recognized him, but I couldn't place it for the longest time. Here it is. Last July, when I was getting mugged, getting beat, he was there. He was watching. And I called to him for help, but he said this. Don't ignore the kidneys. And let him keep kicking me. I saw his face then, and I didn't place him till just this morning. He was in town months ago, scouting around for real estate. Only the stuff he wants isn't for sale. So he hires Frank Merkley and company to start a crime wave to drive prices down, and that's it. Your basic land grab scheme. The only thing that doesn't fit is why he revealed himself to Wendy and Sasha.
Well, maybe he was lonely.
No, I don't buy that. And unfortunately for me, it's the one thing he doesn't spill on these tapes.
What do you need?
Just some time. I woke early the next day. I had that feeling, the energy you get on Christmas morning when you're six. Lots of mini plans spawned while Kim drove me over to St. James. But in the end, I felt the direct route was best. Here we go. Deep breath. Mr. Smith, you look well.
I am.
May I?
Oh, it's Elliot. Come in, dear.
Thank you.
We didn't expect you back so soon.
Well, I can't stay away from my favorite girls for long. Is Sasha around?
No, she's gone out. Was there anything you needed?
Oh, no. I just wanted to give you this.
What is it?
A mixtape, just for you.
Oh, that's sweet, Elliot.
My pleasure. Oh, Louis, your collar's crooked.
Hey.
There we go. Styling now.
Thanks.
My pleasure, boss. Well, I gotta head out. And Wendy?
Hmm?
Listen to it before Sasha gets home.
But why?
Just trust me. And I'm sorry. Goodbye, Louis. Look at me. I got my bug back. That's one not wasted.
You got skill.
Thank you.
So what now? The cops?
No. If Louis's not around, there's no need for Frank Merkley to keep his crime spree up. I got the duplicate tapes. Best to sit on them until they get useful again.
Always planning.
Well, you got them.
So what now?
I feel like a movie. You want to see a movie with me?
Hmm.
24 hours later, the stress of it almost broke me. Every fiber of my being told me to call Sasha to see if she's all right, see if she needs me. Granted, that doesn't speak well of things with Kim, but it's not like I gave in and called. I didn't. Soon enough, I realized it's because I felt guilty. Louis Smith had left Wendy and Sasha a lot of times for a lot of reasons, but today, he'd be leaving because of me. So yeah, I didn't call. I figured maybe I'd done enough for one day.
The Elliot Graves Mysteries were written by David Ferber, with Jacob Tierney as Elliot, Kirsten Fairley as Sasha, Lindy Booth as Kim, Shannon Lawson as Wendy, Richard Clarkin as Louie, Herbie Barnes as Charlie, and Victoria Snow as Liz. The series script editor is Dave Carley. The engineers were Wayne Richards and Mark Demers. Sound effects by Mark Demers. Production assistance by Rosie Fernandez. The producer is Tom Anico. The executive producer is Damiano Pietropaolo. You might be surprised to learn that the writer of Elliot Graves, David Ferber, is 21 years old. He lives in Winnipeg. Let's stay in Winnipeg a while longer. Here's a tune from the Weaker Thans. It's called Manifest.
I want to call requests through heating vents and hear them answered with a whisper no. To crack the code of muscle slack and tense, let every second step in boots on snow. Complete your name with accents I can't place that stumble where the syllables combine. Take depositions from a stranger's face, paint every insignificance a sign. So tell me nothing matters less or more. Say whatever we think actions are. We'll never know what anything was for. If near is just as far away as far, and I'm permitted one act I can say, I choose to sit here next to you and wait.
The Weaker Thans from their album Reconstruction Site. The song is called Manifest. Still to come on the roundup, Canada Reads, The Battle of the Books, Day 1. 5 Canadian books, 5 judges, only one book can win. We'll hear readings from the books on the shortlist. That's Canada Reads, coming up. I'm Colleen Leung. The CBC Radio News is next.